What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Every Thursday we come together as a group of people, as a collective, as a community, and complain about stuff.
The collective, that's NIL money, bro.
That too. We are all still waiting on our NIL money. I want to start. My easy pass, I don't know why, but my little sticky parts that hold it up stop sticking.
How long has it been up?
I think it's when I switched my car, so whenever I got the 4Runner from the...
Been over a year?
No.
It could be the cold weather also, because like when it gets real hot, it'll come down. It gets real cold, it'll come down too.
That could be it. But here's my beef is, so I just have the Easy Pass on my dashboard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how or why, but the transponders, whatever you call those, the cameras, whatever that thing is.
Not picking it up?
It's not picking it up like every sixth time. Like every fourth time, every eighth time. Mm-hmm. So I keep getting the letters in the mail. And it's just such a pain in the ass. Make your thing work.
Let me help you out, dog. Go to Office Depot.
Nope.
Office Depot or Walmart. Get you some sticky things and put it back up there, because they're not going to hear you saying, well, it picked it up before. Well, it's probably a little hard for the machine to pick it up when it's not in the right spot.
It's very annoying.
Go put it back in the right spot and be done with it.
Bleep you to the Easy Pass controllers.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to learn how to just do the adult thing and go get some damn sticky things.
Or save it for a segment every Thursday and complain.
Okay, you're going to get a ticket.
I'm not going to get a ticket. They just keep mailing me what I owe them.
Yeah, and if you keep doing it, then all of a sudden they put a surcharge on that thing.
No, it's only if you, like, wait too long.
Right? Okay. I'm just letting you know from experience, dog.
Let's go to the phones. Martin is in Portland.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Martin?
What's up? I want to give a big bleep you to Amon-Ra St. Brown and his stupid list of receivers that got drafted ahead of him, because De'Ami Brown's on that list, and he's going to see why he got drafted ahead of him when we beat the Lions on Saturday. Why not us?
All right, brother.
I find this thing interesting. The Amon-Ra St. Brown said something about all the receivers that were drafted ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And then when they played out there and St. Brown had a big game and De'Ami didn't, he kind of took a little shot. At what point does something like that wear off? Because that's a couple years ago.
And it don't wear off.
It's draft status.
If it's something that you feel gives you a little edge, you're going to say it and do it all the time. Hell, the great one, Michael Jordan, he used stuff that nobody even said. He said they said it, and he used it every time. Joe Dumars never said, I'm the Jordan stopper.
Right.
Jordan said that Joe Dumars said he was a Jordan stopper. And every time he played Detroit, he said that it ended up in the paper. They wrote something about it. It all started with Michael. So whatever you find to motivate you, you're going to do it. But if you play them and they beat you and the guy outperform you, eventually nobody's going to want to hear it.
MJ famously didn't make his high school basketball team. And the reality is, I think he just didn't make varsity as a freshman.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, we got some real heavy hitters on
They make it what they wanted to be.
We got a serious who's who of Bleep You Thursday. We got Rev T's on the line. Jarrah's on the line. The Commander's on the line. Let's go. I don't like to make billionaires wait. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do, sir?
Well, how do you think I'm doing, Finley?
You're
how
busy.
How do you think I'm doing? I am busy. First, let me get the introductions out of the way. Finley, B. Mitch, too proud to stand landfill, the Maestro Walker and White Boy or Mike White or whatever the hell your name is. I hope you all are having a great day.
You nailed it.
But Listen, my blank you is to my wife. She, I was in the library in my house going over these list of coaches and ones that would best fit me. And she poked her head in and said, hey, Jared, what are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to find the right fit of a coach. And she said, you know, you're a freak. And I paused for a minute and I got excited. I said, like a super freak? And she said, yeah, that's what you want to call it. I said, well, let's put some Rick James on, get in the other room. She looked at me all puzzled and said, no, you dumbass, a control freak. Hey, listen, I got to get my freak on and find a damn coach. Y'all have a great day.
Jared thought she was trying to get a little spicy. She was just telling you.
A lot was about to happen.
You got too much control, fool. Back off.
Yeah, Jared, that Dallas situation is kind of messy. Let's try Jeff in Navy Yard. Jeff, who you mad at?
I personally want to bleep Landfill first. And JP, y'all are my first bleeps. Because, one, JP, you keep asking where I'm at. Like, I'm not sitting in your seat right now because y'all not here. And it's cool in here. And you keep asking where I'm at. And I had to bring the show back. So bleep you, JP. And bleep Landfill.
We were here. I heard you guys bring the show back.
Bleep
I
Landfill.
I don't know why.
Because every time you call to me and I'm sitting in your seat, I guess because I don't look like you, he'll turn my mic on in that seat. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Landfill.
I thought y'all looked just alike.
Easily pot you up. I don't know why that's such a problem.
I thought y'all just alike.
And then my
It makes zero sense you're not sitting in the aquarium.
Though. Bro, it's hot in here. Like, I am sweating posting the podcast. But another thing, my last bleep you go to this guy. He's like a listener. He has like 2,000 bobbleheads. I'm not going to say what he said, but bleep you, bro. Don't be trying to throw me under the bus. I hear everything. So you could talk to me. You could talk about me when I'm not around, when I am around. I'm always going to hear it. And what you said was wrong. I ain't going to cover it on the air, but bleep you. I hope like all your bobbleheads stop bobbling. Like I hope one fall off. I hope like the spring gets stuck and one just stuck in like a weird position
no
or something. Yeah, I ain't going to go too far in it, but I just want to know because I know this guy listened to the show and I know what was said. So bleep you, bobblehead guy.
I never ever thought we would have bobblehead crime on there.
Bobblehead on bobblehead crime. Also, another example of Jeff just not saying bleep you to B because he's scared of him. Let's keep the phone lines going.
I don't mess with him. I let y'all mess with him.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's get nuts. Rev T is on the line. Man of the cloth. How do you do, Reverend? What's going on?
Man, what's going on, JP, B-Mitch, Landfill? Hey, Jeff, quick question, man. Did anybody call with my free ticket yet to Detroit to the game? Nobody, Jeff?
If they call the free ticket, Jeff taking that ticket.
No, Jeff told me he was busy this weekend. Mind your business, B. Miss. This is free man tough right here now.
All right. Let that free ticket come in and see if you get that call.
Oh, man, you're a bummer. Right. Anyway, though, you know who I really want to beat? I want to beat the damn VDOT people. That's right. I done called these bammers 3 times this street like old man Johnson. So, like, when y'all going to come and put ice down on my street or put the salt down on this street? On my street, it looked like you could have had an ice capade out there without selling tickets. I'm just saying, when Miss Esther just passed out, she passed out and she slipped the other morning. That was enough for me. And them bammers, they sent them out. And guess what they did, B-Mitch? Guess what them bammers did? What
they do?
They just sprinkled a little bit of salt and went on about their business. But the damn ice still near you, bammers. Bring you to the VDOT. And hold on. Hold on. Yeah, be down again. Anyway, this time, bring you Thursday. I love y'all. Bye, Bammers.
Bye, Reverend. Good luck with the ice.
Yeah, man.
Bleep you to ice and sleet and snow and whatever's coming up on Sunday. We don't want it. Go back to the North Pole, please. I'm done with winter weather. Remember, it was supposed to be a chill winter? It doesn't seem very chill.
Hey, it was chilling for a bit.
It's cold
it got chilly. It said, you know what? I've been chilling. Now I'm going to get chilly. So.
Man, warm up, please. Warm up. We'll keep the phone lines going. 800-636-1067. Now, Landfill or White Brian, do either of you have anything to get off your chest? Jeff called in from Navy Yard.
Right next to y'all.
We should at least give Landfill and Brian the chance.
I mean, I have so many things, but there's just no Nothing I can say on air.
You can give us a preview of one of them.
Nah.
Come on, man. You're an adult. You know how to say stuff without saying it.
All right, I'll just say bleep you to Jeff because he doesn't listen. He just leaves the studio for no reason, doesn't tell anybody where he's going. And then when JP tries to talk to him, he's not aware. But he's so unaware of his unawareness that he thinks he knows what's going on and blames other people for it.
No, we're not going to do that. I will call Stevie right now. I was on the mic talking, responding back.
Jeff, do you have anything to say? Fred, do you have anything to say to Fred?
I was talking. You didn't turn my mic on. Stevie was right there.
That's what happened right there.
Stevie was right there. Look, don't y'all be trying to make me to fall for when y'all be messing up. Hold on, Jeff,
if we may, there are some times where you're not there also. It's not like this is a one time.
Bro, it's times when everyone is not here except for Landfill. Landfill is here every day.
That's true.
And Landfill control everybody's mic.
Landfill does control everybody's mic.
So Landfill do it on purpose sometimes, I'm thinking now.
Here's what I've asked. But when you are gone, just throw it in the text thread so I know not to ask for you. That's all I'm asking. Like, if you got to go get lunch, I get it. We get lunch all the time. Just put it in there so then I'm aware and then I don't say it on air. That's a reasonable request.
Okay.
Is that a reasonable request?
No, because if I say what I'm going to do, it's going to be a bit. So I'm not going to say, yeah, never mind. Let's just keep it moving.
Dude, if you got to go, like, that's cool. Like, to go get lunch.
You got to go to the bathroom. Just say, yo, bro, I'm stepping away from the mic.
Or just
don't say exactly what you're doing. Just say stepping away from the mic.
Or just call in from the toilet again.
I do got to say shout out to Jeff, though, because he did bring us muffins, and he did save the show that one time by coming back from break.
I mean, Brian and I were sitting here with our headsets on. I still don't know what happened.
I was trying to talk to you for a minute and a half.
No, you weren't. There's no way
that math is accurate.
We have cameras of you guys. We know you weren't sitting there.
I think the boys, week 20 is starting to get to the boys here. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot going on.
Hey, if you know we're not there, why the hell you came back?
We have an actual camera of you.
But that's what I'm saying.
If we have a camera,
then you don't come back. Do you not understand the product produced? If you don't see us sitting there, why you start coming back?
I'll play 4 straight hours of commercials. I'm sure that'll go over great with the ratings.
Hey.
Just keep playing the
beats. We've been doing it works, so hey, let's just keep playing how we do it.
Let's go to our guy Jupe is on the line before we all attack each other. Jupe, what up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey,
what's
I got
happening?
Bleed the chat, man. I wasn't in the chat on Tuesday, and everybody started speculating that I got arrested because I'm out here in Vegas. I ain't get arrested. I got tore up, and I was in these meetings fighting for my life, trying to stay awake. So I'm bleeding the chat. All right, fellas.
All right, man.
The chat's a wild place.
Hey, go over to Jar there, and you'll be good.
I don't know what's wilder, the chat or – you know what? Yo – my man White Brian gets married, wants to get a job in media, lands with the four of us. I mean, you imagine what he says to his wife when he goes home. He's like, I don't know if I can make it, babe.
Nah, he go off and say, baby, these guys are fun.
I don't know if I can
make it. I'm going to have to start drinking Red Bull to deal with them.
I don't know if I can make it, babe. Big B is in D.C. What up, Big B? Hold on. Let's keep the names out of it. Just keep it chill. Rental car company.
Yeah.
Gone.
He left, or we just dropped him? All right. Call back if you want. As a reminder, we don't do politics in Bleep You Thursday. We don't do specific names of companies, specific names of people. Can't be just outing things on the radio, but we can have a conversation. One guy who always understands the assignment, Brian, even if we can't understand him, that would be Commander Tequila. He's on line one.
You're right.
Hello,
about that.
Comandante. Hey. Que pasa?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? Well, I got two bleep views. I got two bleep views, eh? One bleep view is to the Lions. Another bleep view is to Eminem because he's going to go 8 miles walking back to the trailer park thinking about how he lost that game.
That was a good one, Commander. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
I kind of like Eminem, though.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi, bro.
That's our guy, Commander Tequila. Did great.
Commandante,
he's been promoted. I apologize. I believe, Jeff, you have one more bleep you? You haven't caused enough trouble in the last 15 minutes?
Yes, I have to say bleep you to a certain university in D.C. that swears they're the biggest. I can say this because it's not nothing bad. I got to say bleep you Howard University and shout out to them Bowie State Bulldogs because we went in there as underdogs and we beat their basketball team yesterday. So bleep you Howard.
Mm. There you go.
There you go, man.
I like that one.
Y'all step to them, huh, Jeff?
I like that one.
Yeah, they was hating.
They were mad. They said the referees cheated.
You knew what we was going through, B. We just a little school in Bowie, Maryland, bruh. But we on top.
All right.
All right. So there is some line. I'm not trying to take a shot at this dude. This dude is doing exactly what he should do.
Who?
Some dude that hosts a Lions podcast.
I saw that. I posted it so I could get other people to go after him.
A million people have tweeted this at me.
And they went at him, too.
I don't care about this dude.
He's ignorant. when you first start hearing him talk.
He's doing exactly what he's trying to do. The things he said
are so asinine and stupid. He said, Jaden Daniels hadn't been consistent. What the hell are you talking about, fool?
So my point when we talk about the haters, this and that, ignore that dude. I got no time in my life for that dude. I'd rather listen to the four of us yell at each other about who should be sitting in their chair longer. Like, if somebody has legitimate criticism or legitimate analysis of how Washington can or can't lose, or if you can make a real claim that Washington's not good enough to participate against the Lions, like if you can give me some statistical analysis on that, okay. But to possibly suggest that Jaden Daniels has been inconsistent and that's why the Lions are going to run away is just stupid. It's incongruent with, like, the entire season
by the
of
way,
facts.
Easy Pass will send you Velcro to put on the window, too, if you just ask them for it for free.
All right. Shout out to Easy Pass. Yeah. Here's my request, and this isn't a bleep you to anybody, because this guy is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's trying to get you to pay attention to his podcast and to retweet his video and all. Like everybody, the dude Adam Rank from NFL that honestly just had a bit going all year after the Hail Mary about how Caleb was better than Jaden. And all the Skins fans that got upset about it week after week after week. Ignore this stuff. You're doing what they want you to do.
But that's what everybody does.
Ignore this, dude.
Everybody says stuff on what you're going. But you know what? If you don't like it, you address them. I'm going to talk about him one time, and then I'm done.
I'm not mad.
I'm cursing him out once, and then I'm keep moving.
If you want to fight, if you want to, like, argue with him, cool. Stop tagging me on Twitter with it because I don't care. I'm choosing to ignore this. You want to be a part of it? Cool. Argue with the guy on Twitter. It's all good. It's not for me, so stop tagging me in it. Jeff, I'm guessing you have responded to this dude on Twitter.
No, because I didn't respond. I'm waiting for Saturday. Now, if we upset them Saturday, I am going to fire back. If not, I'm just going to leave it alone.
I do like the Commanders played Eminem at practice today. They've been trying to simulate. I know they've done this forever where they bring the big speakers out mm-hmm. at practice. Can you actually simulate crowd noise like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Does it do a reasonable job of it?
It does a good job. Because it's not about how loud it is how can you communicate over the loudness.
Sure.
So, yes, you can, because if you go out there and it's all quiet, then you step into a stadium and it's loud as hell. You know, I can't hear, but right here you learn signals and other things while you're going through the crowd noise. So it helps.
There you have it. Plenty for us to discuss. You got Grant and Danny coming up at 2:00. We haven't run through power rankings in a long time, and you know, I think we're going to know a lot more about them by Sunday night than we did at the beginning of the week.